The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite. Repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Eric'sFamilyBBQ.com.
Eric's Family Barbecue has arrived and is simply the best barbecue in Arizona. Come satisfy your taste buds with meats that are smoked over mesquite wood and sides that are made with fresh ingredients and tons of love. They have the best, juiciest brisket, pulled pork, rib, sausage, turkey, or everyone's favorite, the Pitmaster Sampler that includes all the meat and four sides, mac and cheese, potato salad, coleslaw, corn, or beans. Yum! And for dessert, try some creamy banana pudding. Amazing! Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meat, mesquite, repeat. Make the trip. You won't be sorry. Dine in or take it to go. Go to Eric's Family BBQ.com for more info.
Get something, something. Check out Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast at 98kupd.com.
That's a, all right, all bands. This doesn't make sense to a lot of younger people, but Brady just said a phrase that I think I love forever, which is Dinah Shore said the R word. That's an album name. If you've got a band, Dinah Shore said the R word is your album name. I just got this email and said, John, I am a sleep psychologist consultant as well. I'll come over and knock you right out. It's called Brady's Instagram page. That's very true. And I want to do this for Tyrus. Tyrus is, he got into comedy because of this show. And now he's a stand-up comic. I don't know that this show makes you funny, but he enjoyed laughing so much, but he's trying. So he says, can you please plug me? Just not in the butt. Oh, boy. Tyrus. His next show is Saturday the 26th. Headliner is Ron Jossel at JP's Comedy Club. I think that's out in Gilbert.
Yeah.
So because we kind of accidentally jump-started Tyrus's life. There you go. And Dave Eggleston has fired over and said, hey, what's the name of that Chicago Cub? I want to send him a Zoom invite. Like, oh, no, Pastor Dave, not you too. Pastor Dave wants to get involved in Ben Zobrist's existence. Evidently, they put out for pastors. Also another great album name. It's time now for Brady to give you all the news that only Brady knows. We call this the Brady Report, and it's brought to you by our friends over at Hooters. And, of course, it's Tuesday, so you can head to Hooters and check out the 11 lunch specials starting at $8 each. Wash it down with an ice-cold Bud Light. Hooters and Bud Light bring you the Brady Report. Brady Report,
good Tuesday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world.
Hi.
Happy National Onion Ring Day. You know the oldest recipe for an onion ring? 1802.
What does that mean?
All right. That's the oldest known recipe.
Of
the
deep first frying time. An onion
yeah,
ring?
Yeah.
How did they have Crisco and fryers?
Oh, you can eat some. Well, fire, as long as you have fire.
Yeah, but didn't they just burst into flames? They didn't have, like, pots or control.
Oh, no, you had iron
They had
skillets.
Deep fried stuff back
then? Oh,
yeah. Then? I didn't know that. I thought deep frying
back
showed
in
up
the day,
in, like,
you could just put it in an iron skillet and put it, like, an inch layer of bacon fat or whatever and
all right.
lard. Drop that O-ring.
He's getting hard over there. You open the door. You open the door.
Right. I figured deep frying started at a World's Fair in St. Louis in the 20s or something, and America just went nuts. I know frying things has always been a thing, but like deep fried onion rings. I guess I always think of the way they did it at Roma's where you just dropped the basket in the big bucket of oil.
Yeah.
It was so dangerous.
Big block.
Oh.
Only 5 U.S. presidents have had beards. All 5 were Republican. One that ran for president had a beard but didn't win.
Garfield?
That was Hillary
Lincoln.
Clinton.
Let's see. I'm sorry I interrupted. I didn't know you were going to be mean to the left.
You got Garfield correct, Lincoln?
Garfield, Lincoln. Cleveland?
No.
Oh. Oh, the dude with the big chops. Well, Jackson sort of had one.
Chester?
No.
Chester Arthur?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Ulysses S. Grant?
Grant, damn it.
That's who you think. I mean, Rutherford B. Hayes?
That might be the dude with the chops.
And Benjamin Harrison?
I don't know who that is. Was he good?
That was a great president.
Was he?
No. I voted for him.
Yeah. There wasn't any racial tension back then.
He did a lot for the UA back then.
He did a ton, yeah.
We have streets named after him and stuff. Harrison's awesome.
Rutherford B. Hayes, not mutton chops guy.
No. Who's the dude with the chops?
I thought it might have been Ulysses, but...
With mutton chops?
I'm going to be honest with you. I wasn't sure Ulysses Grant was president ever. I don't know that I knew
Ulysses.
That. I thought he was just a general.
He's like, all right, I'll do it.
I'll do it.
or give it to me, I'll have my troops attack.
All right, war's over. I got nothing else to do.
When was he president?
Right after the war.
He had nothing else to do. There's no more war.
Immediately after, it's like, yeah, you do it.
That's what I'm saying. He's like, he's got all the juice.
I honestly did not know. 69 to 77. Oh, we got, he double termed it. U.S. Grant. Okay.
A new survey asked people if they plan to continue using cash going forward. 59% of Americans said yes.
Yeah.
Well, most of the people are going, it might sound like a lot to some people, but the actual physical.
Some people are just out not doing it?
Yep.
I won't do it.
61% will use debit cards. 59% said cash.
So if you give them cash, they won't use it?
Nope.
I'll just hand it over this way.
Yeah, then give it to me. Yeah.
Can you sell me that?
I think that question's loaded because
24% said they'll use apps like Venmo, Apple Pay.
Yeah, I don't like cash, but I have it. And if someone says cash, okay.
There's still a couple of places in town that won't accept cash.
Yeah. And then McDonald's at 3 in the morning is cash only, as I discovered last week, 2 weeks ago.
The other question was asked, how much money would it take to give up social media forever?
$0. Never got involved.
70% said $10,000.
There are people who think they should get paid to not do it.
And 30% said less than that.
It means that much to people who have it? Like, I always wonder why you do it. Like, it's just that's awful.
The thrills.
Is it? But, I mean, honestly.
Well, we've seen your page. No, yeah, don't give us the thrills
one?
Part.
This yeah, kind of, you have one, too?
Well, everybody here does.
Funny. But you have an Instagram and all that?
You do?
Mm-hmm. Why?
It's just one of those things. I mean,
no, it isn't.
I mean, even Larry tells us to post on our stuff as much as we can because it's.
Because they want to sell it.
Right. Well, don't forget. I had to take stuff off my Instagram page.
Right.
When I first joined up
saying.
With you guys,
let them do it. They want an Instagram page of you. Let them do it.
I don't know.
Like,
if
I'm
talking
about
a personal. I don't know if I want them
either. But then they're putting stuff up that's represented by you. It's the same.
They're
reason
doing it
why
all.
You
not as long as you go on your Instagram page and say, "I don't do that one. That's somebody else's thing. Mm. I have nothing to do with it." Because it's just,
I don't know. It's still just, Billie Eilish situation.
Doesn't it? Well, that's what it seems like. You're adding rope to your own possible death by saying, okay, yeah, I'll have an Instagram. And then you slip up and you're like, we should have never done that on Instagram. I should have never had one. I just don't understand that people are so tied to it they can't let go. Every time I ask, and Brett gives the answer everybody gives, why? It's just one of those things.
Yeah.
You could live without it. Easily.
Oh, yeah. No, I could.
Easily.
No, absolutely.
Sure.
Everybody could. Everybody could. And we all think it benefits our lives, and it absolutely doesn't. It absolutely doesn't. It causes stress. It causes all sorts of problems, more so than it does bring joy.
Well, people are depending on it now, too, because I remember one of my buddies wound up going into the hospital for a minute, and he's, you know, like 3 weeks later, he hits me and goes, why don't you ever hit me up? I'm like, what happened? He goes, well, I was in the hospital. I'm like, how was I supposed to? Well, I posted on Facebook, and I'm like, dude, I got 4,000 friends-ish. Whatever. I says, if yours didn't come up, I'm not going in and checking on
you.
You have my number. You can text me, call me, email me even if you want to do that.
You're not
whatever.
That close of friends.
No, obviously
if he's
not.
In the hospital and you didn't know and you didn't get a text and you had to find
out.
Well,
we thought
Facebook.
We were.
Yeah. Well, you're not now.
No.
<It's over. laughs> I hope he goes back into the hospital.
Yeah, F that guy.
In fact, I put him in the hospital. Yeah, I just don't get it. Like, I look at, like, I know you're doing it just for laughs, but why?
Having fun.
Yeah, I know, but don't you see it? Like, everybody says that, but then you do that one thing where you think you're having fun and somebody goes, well, that was the worst thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah,
and you're going to lose your job.
Point, then,
but it's too late.
I don't think I'll ever, at least the stuff that I'm doing right now.
Do you think anybody said, I'm going to have something that's going to make me lose my job? Everybody says the phrase you just said. I don't think I'll ever have anything that'll get me in trouble. That's what's going to get you in trouble, the stuff that you don't know. And by the way,
for me,
you're also chronicling your life today, and in 5 years, who knows? Who knows what's different?
And now on an old post
it just doesn't make
you showed that Golden Eagle taking away a fox.
Right, it blows my mind that people would want to archive their thoughts.
But
this is enough.
I don't think you realize it is archiving.
Journaling and all that has been a thing. This is just
personal. Journaling is personal. Journaling is a notebook you have for yourself. If someone else reads it, you're mad.
No, I'm with you. I get it.
I just don't. I want someone to finally give me an answer that satiates.
It's kind of like like Facebook for me for a long time was just like a family album,
right?
You know, because I don't really post anything on Facebook anymore.
By the by,
about that,
are just awful. and personal.
Oh, yeah. Nah.
They are. But nobody's ever wanted to go to your house and look at your family photos.
Absolutely.
But now
true.
That's different. It is. That has changed. Yeah. You used to have to go to somebody's house. They had a photo album on the thing. Like, God, I hope they don't crack that open. Nobody wants to see a picture of your family doing stuff. But that's all it is. But everybody's got this feeling like they need it. And I think that's the deal.
We already are chronicled a little bit just through our job to begin with.
That's what I'm saying. This is enough.
So I'm saying on that, it's, you know, my particular deal, the Instagram is the
right.
only one.
And I
didn't have it for a couple of weeks. And
but the need fun. Part, people think they need it.
Yeah.
And it's more so because you think you're not part of society without it. But guess what? I'm more part of society without it than I am with it.
John, whether you like it or not, you're in social media. You talk about all the time about that Nextdoor app. If you comment on it, you're involved.
I got kicked off of it. I'm not allowed on that anymore because I made a mockery of it. Now, that to me, and I'm not saying that the technology's all bad. I'm saying that Nextdoor app does get stupid, but it has benefits for the neighborhood. Like it's communal. Almost in a way of
mostly.
Like knocking
my neighborhood.
Oh, it's gone haywire.
My neighborhood has gotten ridiculous.
Yeah, it became a Facebook. It became a Reddit stupid thing. But you're like initially.
Did you guys hear the boom?
Right. And then it's just scared people being dumb.
What happens if somebody does say, yes, I heard it?
Right.
Then
lost
what?
Dogs, stuff like that.
That's great.
That's all over that.
Lost turtle in our neighborhood.
No, I understand that I'm in a world with it. I'm not dismissing its existence. Yeah. I'm saying I don't think. I want to hear somebody tell me why they need it.
John, I only use Instagram and Facebook for concerts and motorcycle events. It keeps me in the know.
Right. Well, the internet would do that.
But that's what that is.
The internet would do
that. A lot of those clubs, though, use that stuff kind of exclusively. Sure. You wouldn't find it on a Google search.
Then you don't have that much interest in your event.
But making it exclusive, it's not like going to the Elks or whatever. You've always had a club for whatever you're interested in.
And you understand
Jeep clubs,
how it
all
works.
That kind of stuff.
Yeah, but if I was in a Jeep club, I would be like in the know of the Jeep club. You still
by going
need,
to Instagram
no, you still
and
don't
Facebook.
Need to do that.
It's just another way
have
of
another
getting
dude
to know.
Me.
But there's
text.
Things that it can work for, and you know, and you understand that.
Yeah,
I mean,
no, I'm not.
Did you
look,
say
adopting,
call?
Adopting
you don't answer
pets.
Calls.
I'm not, but you can text me and say I'm going to call you, and I'll be like, I'm still not going to answer. But no, you're making it seem like I'm saying it doesn't exist and it has no benefit.
No,
I'm saying people don't need it.
John, and
the argument is, how much would it take for you to get off of social media? People are like $10,000.
Yeah, some people
like you don't need it at all.
Yeah.
Personally, you really don't. And think about that. You don't need
and it has become
you're
that
attached
way where
to
they feel like they
the same argument people have about alcohol and drugs when right before they're addicts, you're like, you don't need this. Like, I can stop when I want. I don't need it. Mm. But I'm not going to stop. Why? Well, because, I mean, it does function. It does help me with this. I'm like, it doesn't. You can get done with a little extra effort, not much. You can get done everything that it does for you.
John, so, like many things in life, because women use it. And dudes use it because women are there.
There's truth to that.
Yeah, you're going where?
And I'm a psychopath when I tell people, like, well, you have an Instagram. Like, people say, what's your Instagram page? Well, I don't have one. Why? Like, they think I'm hiding.
F you, John, I have Instagram because of Hildy, and that's because of you, so you're to blame for my problem.
But you could get all that on the internet. I don't have it, and I know about Hildy, and I told you about Hildy. And that's because this pervert named John emails me pictures of girls in bikinis every once in a while, and he goes, I found this girl named Hildy. And he's amazing. Like, this guy finds the most safe work dirty pictures I've ever seen in my life.
Your
never
Instagram,
once a nude one.
When people ask you about your Instagram, I know you're saying, I mean, the part of it is you pride yourself that you don't have a personal Instagram, but that's a point in time to say, oh, HMS Instagram, because isn't part of the business?
I don't have anything to do with it.
Bring people to.
It doesn't.
Oh, you're part of it.
This brings people to it. If we're good enough at this job, we still have 100,000 watts of broadcast power.
Yeah.
So much more than what Instagram can do for us. And again, that's radio's business of cutting their nose off to spite their face, thinking that all these other things are better than what we actually do. This is juice. We're speaking in juice. This is much bigger than any of that for
like,
what
you know
we're
where
trying
the
to
concentration
do.
Concentration
is. Sure. Concentrate all day long. Guess what I get paid to do? Get ratings on the radio. Has nothing to do with Instagram. Zero. That's somebody else's money. And we're not making anything off of that. Everybody acts like we're making billions of dollars. We're not making a penny off Instagram. We don't do anything on it. But we're supposed to break our necks to figure it out?
No, it's just I think the main thing is the fear of missing out.
Right.
If you have an event or something, you got to promote it on all the platforms.
And what I'm telling you is I'm not missing anything.
they don't want our audience to miss out on
they
stuff that we're
either.
Doing. Let's promote it every which way we can.
Yeah, you'll figure it out.
But there's even some promotions that are just big on Instagram. Yeah. I know Larry's doing a few of them, you know.
It's, but again, the point being, you don't need it. And I guarantee
everybody
that emails me said I quit it about 5 years ago. It's the greatest thing I've ever done. Because I found myself kind of in this world of drama and garbage and nonsense and knowing too much about people, and especially with elections and politics.
Oh, during the elections, I'm pretty much tuned out.
I
can't.
You'll hate everyone.
Yeah,
it doesn't
matter. Whether I agreed with them or disagreed with them, I was still burned.
If you can make the argument for me that social media has brought us closer together as a community, which was its original intent, I say the exact opposite occurred. I think it's pushed us so far apart. It's made us all narcissistic, crazy people. And I don't think a single person – everybody thinks their page is so important because they like it. Everybody thinks their page is hilarious. And it's not. Most of you aren't that funny.
John, I have social media, but I really suck at it. It's taken me a long time to come to this realization. Signed, at Boss KUPD.
The whole rant I'm going on here is to try to get Brady to see the light of canceling this nonsense.
I just use them to look and troll, John. Yeah, but again, to John's argument, you could go without that.
You could go without it.
Yeah.
Why do you
need to troll?
Everybody keeps making excuses to say what they need it for. You really don't. You could get rid of it tomorrow and your life would actually improve. I hate it so much. I'm the Don Quixote of social media.
Well, I got good news. Wingstop is launching a new offshoot business called Thighstop.
Yeah, because there's no more wings. Yeah. We're out of them.
And it's basically a ghost kitchen. You go to thighstop.com, you order through DoorDash, and they sell nothing but thighs.
Let me ask you this, Brady. I'm not a chicken doctor.
Yeah.
But if we're out of wings, aren't there an equal amount of thighs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shouldn't that be a problem, too?
I think there's not as big of a call for thighs.
There's a demand for the thigh.
Because there's supply and demand, John.
Yeah, a native New Yorker doesn't sell thighs normally.
Now we're equalizing.
They're saying
Buffalo.
That we don't have enough going forward. So we've got a surplus of chicken sitting there somewhere of just thighs?
We do now.
Okay. That's what I'm curious about. Because they're like, well, going forward, we're not going to have enough chicken thighs. And there's two on each one, as far as I know. Should have a ton of both.
The menu's pretty simple. Just thighs, boneless thighs.
We're out of wings.
And all the same flavors.
Are the thighs the ones that you eat the middle out of, or are those also part of the
wings? No, those are part of the wings.
It's all wings.
I think it's dark meat, too, actually, I think. Mm. I don't think it's...
Now we're cooking.
I don't think
thighs
it's...
are, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
A lot bigger than the wings.
That's why I prefaced it by saying I'm not a chicken doctor. But I just assumed when you got two wings, you got two thighs, which have an equal amount of all of them. She should have stored some of those wings aside. Thighs aren't going out the door like we'd thought.
And wings are crazy. I was talking to the owner of Matthias' place, and he was saying, you know, a box of wings used to cost like $75.
Oh, it's insane.
Now they're like almost $300.
Yeah. Because we're crushing them.
Yeah.
And I get that we eat more wings than thighs, but we don't have like a storage facility for surplus. I thought chicken went bad fast. I thought you had to get thigh and wing out at the same time.
I think if you freeze it, you're fine.
Is it?
I'm pretty sure.
Trust that.
But if you're a restaurant and you have, well, you could warehouse some chicken for a while. Yeah. There's plenty of restaurants that'll buy it in bulk, but it's mostly you got to be a bigger chain.
Go get your wings.
Last Friday,
tomorrow's Wings Day, then there's Thursday.
Thursday, Friday.
Thursday, Friday.
Last Friday, this 34-year-old woman from Florida was arrested for DUI after crashing her car into a Taco Bell sign. She also hit the Taco Bell's water meter in a tree. The reason why it's being reported, because her name is Kanisha Booze.
All right.
This 54-year-old guy in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, called the cops on Saturday, said his 45-year-old girlfriend of 2 weeks had assaulted him during an argument. And the thing they were fighting about? Making wings. S'mores.
It's the not proper clear. Way?
They got into an argument. He called the cops, said she hit him.
Over the s'more recipe?
Yep.
Which is just graham cracker, Hershey bar, marshmallow.
Is it a recipe or just ingredients?
Well, that's it.
Yeah.
Is there more to that, Brady, that I don't know?
No, but they must have argued about...
How to do the marshmallow?
Don't put the chocolate on over the,
You put
marshmallows
graham,
on the chocolate.
Graham cracker.
Hey, you
chocolate,
put marshmallows on the chocolate. How else are you going to melt the chocolate?
My guess would be the argument is over how much you cook the marshmallows. There's some people that love it all crusted, want the black
golden
crust
brown
around it, and some people just like it. Yeah.
It's toast. I like it melty, and then you take the thing, you put the graham cracker over the top, and you slide the skewer out.
Yeah.
Simple.
Right. Maybe she had a different way. Obviously.
She was wrong.
They both were.
Well, whatever's going on, she was wrong.
Well, he couldn't convince the cops that she hit him twice. There was no bruising or anything like that.
Right.
So there, no one was arrested.
How does a fun like night of s'mores making turn into an argument ever?
2 weeks into it.
Like you have to have really turned a corner. Because every time you're making s'mores, I don't know anybody who's unhappy in making s'mores.
No.
Like, that's the happiest moment of the day. If you said, let's make s'mores right now, I'm, like, immediately going to smile. Even if I don't want one. S'mores are just happy. Grumpy people don't make s'mores.
I know.
Sons and Four guy would stop punching you for a s'more.
We had a couple that were in the Alps. They were hiking Nock Mountain National Park in Austria. They got up to about 6,500 feet. Felt a little overwhelmed, the attraction to each other.
Oh.
And started humping on the mountainside, and a webcam picked it up.
Nice!
Just for about 20 seconds.
Oh, he's going full in.
And then they disappeared. It was 12:40 p.m. when it went viral.
They were in the world of nature all alone. And
yep.
Who knew? Why are there webcams?
That is interesting. Yeah.
How much watching are we getting? Are there webcams on Camelback Mountain
him
or Squaw Peak?
I don't know. Just
could,
the Google.
Could be some kind of like nature bird watching type thing. You know, they set up those cameras.
That could be. Well, hopefully it's not on Squaw Peak because when I wear a certain pair of compression shorts, I have to pull my pants out of my knees to pee. So I find weird spots. And I'm like a 5-year-old boy with my pants down around my ankles.
Finally, we have the most patriotic states in America.
Florida, Texas.
Texas.
Based on 13
Alaska
different factors.
I'll let's put see. Alaska
the Dakotas.
There.
Alaska's two.
Texas,
South, Texas
first
is one, right?
South Dakota has to
no,
be.
No, Texas
is not first?
Not even in the top 10.
What? You got places like
Oklahoma.
Austin and Wyoming.
Austin's red.
Wyoming is in the top 10. Number 7.
People proud to be Americans.
Montana. Oklahoma. Toledo's Montana's number 1.
That's the first one. Yeah, that doesn't surprise me, actually.
Then
only
it goes,
30
then it goes Alaska.
There's a lot of Maryland still up there.
Maryland, wow.
Vermont.
One thing I've learned from Toledo is that people in Montana are loyal. Never leave a brother behind.
History of loyalty.
Well, just your son.
Arizona came in at 15.
Nice job, AZ. It's top 20. We're cracking the top 20. Who's last? Who's the least patriotic state? California,
New York.
Yeah, I was going to say it's the big ones.
It went.
They hate it here.
The bottom five: New York, Florida, Connecticut, Michigan, California, Illinois.
Crazy blue states.
Mm-hmm.
Just to further the argument, it's true though, because being patriotic became like a bad thing to the left.
Yeah.
And then the right got too crazy about being too patriotic.
Way too crazy.
I like being 15th. That means we're sane.
You're just being obnoxious, flying your flags.
I would
and your
very much like
dozer
to be 25th.
Yeah,
not, you know,
right
we're
in the middle.
We're the country time lemonade of patriotism. Yeah. It's like not too tart, not too sweet. We get it. We know there's problems. We also know I love it here.
And you want to move to Ohio.
Ohio was 25?
24.
Is that right? What was 25, though, Brady? I didn't say I wanted to be 24th, did I?
That's a little too ambitious.
North Carolina.
NC. Sounds perfect.
I wouldn't do that, because then you got these OH guys walking around all the time at 24.
Ohio's way too proud of itself. North Carolina, you are in the dream state of patriotic taint. We got problems, but I love it here. That's all I want to hear.
Patriotic taint, a decent band name?
The Patriotic Taint. I think it's a good name for a lead singer in a costume.
There you go.
I'm patriotic taint.
Kind of like Odorous
Aguar.
Odorous Urungus.
It's an American flag, except for instead of red, white, and blue, it's just brown and white.
We'll end it with a radio video. Little paintball challenge.
All right.
This guy went shirtless with a helmet on.
Oh.
And I don't know how many shooters there were, but.
Is this guy in great shape? Just likes having his shirt off. He just likes having his shirt off.
Yeah.
He's huge. Yeah,
hang on.
Oh, my God. They're not screwing around. Oh, there's hundreds of paintballs hit. Wow. Have you ever been hit by one of those in the skin?
Yeah.
Oh, that. He is going to be bruised and bleeding
internally.
Yeah,
they got to show the after on that.
What a handsome bastard, though.
Or leave your guns behind.
Wow. What did he get hit with? Like 200 shots? Easy.
Oh, at least.
Look at that.
He had to drop down. He's like, I got it.
My friend Kurt got hit with one of those in the arm and almost went to the hospital. They bloodied him up. Oh, man. Dude's insane. Now let's cut to the chase. What's his girlfriend look like? Because she's got to be smoking hot.
She's on Instagram.
Yeah, because they're Instagram idiots. I can tell that, like, both of them do. They need extra attention, so they're going to look good. Click on this guy's Instagram and find the girl he's holding, because I guarantee you she's gorgeous.
Okay.
I guarantee you the girl he's next to is a stunner. He just takes beatings on the air.
Oh, a razor scooter to the shin.
He's trying to be an in-shape jackass. And this is just getting punched in the stomach. He doesn't do very good stunts. Guy getting punched
dumb.
In the guts.
Yeah, what the hell's wrong with this guy?
He's in shape Brady Instagram. He's just getting a sledgehammer. Sledgehammer on a block to his stomach. Okay. This is just bad. It's a bad Instagram page. Brady?
Houston W. Jones, if you're interested.
Brady, it's a bad Instagram page. It's 1,000 times better than yours.
No way.
Yes, it is. Okay, then you do the paintball challenge, and maybe your Instagram page has life. It's just him getting slapped. And all right. Never mind.
Sunburn.
We're done with him. No girls
what
on his
page. What kind of followers does Houston have?
What's going on?
149,000, Brady. Jealous?
Oh man. He's got 149,000 in this terrible page? You just step it up, kid. By canceling it. End the nightmare. That is Boss KUPD.
So much wild magic.
That's the only
there.
Time I'd get a social media page is to try to cancel Brady's. You got more? That's it?
That's it.
That's it. Do you know we have a Boss KUPD sighting?
We do?
Somebody sent it to me this morning. You put up a new one yesterday.
Pulled up.
Did I?
I think so.
What do you mean, did I? You posted it.
You don't remember putting things on your page is it must so have boring been you forget it?
Oh, that's Saturday.
No, that's the same one.
There was one of you watching something on a wall saying, wow.
No.
That's somebody else posted
maybe
that.
They put
probably
your
Eggleston.
Wow over
Eggleston
there.
Must have put
over
that
there. It was a lizard on a wall, and I just heard, wow.
That's...
Well, he was watching something on his phone a little bit earlier where he was doing that same thing.
Oh. Look at this. Every single video on this, as you scroll down, is worse than the last.
It doesn't get any better.
No. It's just bad from the beginning. Just terrible. I just got a new survey that said 14 states are less patriotic now that they know about Brady's Instagram page. They all want communism. There you go, everybody. That is your Brady Report, brought to you by Hooters and Bud Light. It's 98.
Yeah, I want it.
You really, really, really want it?
Yes, I really want it.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Eric's Family BBQ.com.